90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org. That was show number 1042 for October 9th, 2024. And you can also find this, if you would like to listen to it once again, at radioparallax.com. I know we have also said that this is supposed to also be a time where we switch back and forth between Radio Parallax and Planetary Radio, but Douglas has so much to input before the election, so that's what he's getting. If you do go to Planetary Radio and go to their Space Policy Edition, they had last month spoken with the person who was in charge of Trump's, or an advisor, I should say, an advisor to Trump about space. And then this past month, October, they had the individual who had worked for a couple other administrations who flat out just said, you know, the guy that you had on last time, you should have fact-checked him because what he had said was not correct. It was not misinformation, but disinformation about the vice president not showing up at these meetings for NASA and Artemis and everything else. So it just seems that the whole mega crowd, in my opinion, is going that way. It is just about 9 o'clock, which it is now. Thank you for joining me as I explore the sounds which make up our Sacramento independent music scene, a show where for the next 30 minutes I plan on sharing with you who they are, what they sound like, and where they can be seen. But before we dive into sax scene this week, I would just like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Yes, you are listening to KDVS Davis, listener-supported freeform radio for Northern California and beyond at, 90.3 FM in the Sacramento region, or at kdvs.org on the World Wide Web. Let me switch things up a little bit, and we're going to get into some music. I'm going to start off with something brand new from King Benny. I wasn't aware of this, but it was now brought to my attention that around Halloween time, King Benny does release some music. This year, I do have a song by them, and it's called Vampire! Exclamation point. And yesterday, King Benny has committed to being on the Earworm's Garden, which goes from 9:30 to 10:30 on Wednesdays, for a Halloween special. One thing that I've not done in the past of having a Halloween special, so I'm really excited and looking forward to doing one with King Benny. And without further ado, let me share this one song that he is just releasing today, October 9th, and it's called Vampire. Get that going.
doesn't matter, baby, 'cause I know I look good. I think I've had quite enough to eat, so do you wanna come back to my coffin, baby? A bat out of hellfire, a fantastic surprise. When you're with the vampire, the party never dies. 'Cause I'm V-A-M-P-I-R-E. This club is full of people just for my entrance. Sing V-A-M-P-I-R-E. And under my command, you're gonna keep on dancing.
All right. Yes, that is King Benny with a brand new song releasing today, October 9th. Yep, October 9th. Just wanted to make sure I was looking at the right date. Yeah, and it should be out on all streaming platforms and other places for you. And thank you, King Benny, for sharing Vampire with me to share it with you here today on KDVS Davis. Let us get back into a little bit more music and... see what we got lined up for you. There is something happening around Sacramento that I'm going to be sharing with you. Yeah, I tend to do that. With local bands and those that are coming in to visit and have support from local talent, as this one will. So let's just start off and let you hear what might be of interest to you for this coming weekend. So here we go.
But you can't keep me from being
All right, let's catch up with what we've been listening to, and then I got to run upstairs and let Halibut head into the building. We just heard from Your Best Nightmare, also known as YBN, like Nancy, or Nightmare, with their song Promising Young Woman. YBN is out of New Jersey, and the song we heard, Promising Young Woman, was just released March 21st, 2024. Prior to that, we heard from Horizon Point. They're from Modesto, and their song Found Our Way was released September 13th, 2024. It is released on Support Valley Alternative Records. Let's get back into a little bit more music. We're going to start off with some Halibut Head, and then roll into some local bylaws as I run upstairs and let the Halibut Head band into the building. So here we go with that.
We're Halibut Head, and you're listening to KDVS Davis, baby. We practice that a lot, so that's very disappointing.
Clarify just how things are done. shift. Then I went looking for a pedigree, learning useless crap at university. I moved to Hollywood for movie roles to get $2 checks from those residuals. So please remember when you think I'm dumb, asking me where's that cute hillbilly accent from. I easily cry, and I'm more than meets the eye. I'll try not to judge you without walking in your shoes. And it's clear to me each time I look in your eye. You're thinking that girl's not one of us, and it's true. Either she's on drugs or maybe she needs drugs, one of the two.
You're doing it wrong.
Just saying that Donald J. Trump's still the biggest.
Oh my God, everybody, I am so sorry. I don't know what the heck I just did there. So let's just finish up the local bylaws right about here, I'm going to say. And we're going to play that right there. Oh, wait, maybe not. Oh my gosh. All right, well, I'm just messed that up. So let's just go to here and see what we can do to get this all working right for all of you. And my apologies on that. So let's just finish up with this, and then I'm going to go and do a back wrap.
Local bylaws, Ginger.
And Tyler.
And you are listening to KDVS Davis.
Okay, so now I'm going to stop that before it goes any further. And oh my gosh. Okay, well, I didn't do a very good clean job there, but let me get this going in the background and let you know what we have been listening to as my talk over track. This is by Christian D'Souza, and it is off some work he had done early on in his music career, Playhead, The Snow Crystal. Yeah, it's in there. Okay, just wanted to make sure. Anyway, so what we just heard was Imposter Syndrome from Local Bylaws. Their lead singer, Ginger, lives here in Davis. Some of the band members are in the San Francisco area. Others are in the Sacramento area. And this was released, Imposter Syndrome was released June 4th of 2024, and it's a single out on Brimstone Academy Records. And prior to that, we heard from Halibut Head, their song East Bay Wannabe, and that was released back December 22nd of 2023 on their album Shrimp Green. And Halibut Head's got a number of appearances that they're making between now and mid-December. On the 10th, they're going to be at the Press Club, Halibut Head will be, and they will be there in support with Local Bylaws and Horizon Point, which are all local bands to us, to help support Your Best Nightmare, also known as YBN, who is out of New Jersey. And they're doing a West Coast tour, you know, Seattle down to Portland. Then they're going to do a punk night in Anaheim as well. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that Anaheim? Yeah, maybe. And they've got a thing out in Vegas as well. So they've got a show together, all four of these bands, Your Best Nightmare, Halibut Head, Horizon Point, and Local Bylaws will be on the same bill. It's going to be happening at the Press Club October 12th. Doors are at 7 p.m. There will be a need to have Coin of the Realm on you if you would like to get in through the doors, and this is a 21 and over show. Again, 21 and over show. You'll need Coin of the Realm to get in through the door. And coming up on the Earworms Garden, which starts at 9:30, the Halibut Head will be our guest here live in Studio B. And we will have a little guest list giveaway for one lucky caller and their friend, which will be happening during the Earworms Garden when Halibut Head is on the mic with me here at KDVS Davis. Other than that, I would like to thank you for tuning in today and giving me your precious time, or lending me your precious time, whichever, and allowing me to share with you the sounds of our Sacramento scene, who they are, what they sound like, and where they can be seen. And today we shared with you King Benny, who has their new single out called Vampire, just in time for Halloween, and they will be our guest during that week here on KDVS Davis. And then we went into Your Best Nightmare, Horizon Point, Halibut Head, and Local Bylaws. We're going to go out a little bit on a song from V-Sam Chase, and hopefully my fingers will be in better control now of the keyboard. I'm still trying to get used to this touch screen on this laptop, and it's going to take some more time. So here we go. Something from Sam Chase.
There was a shooter on the roof with an AR-15 today. He shot at a man whose politics have been driving me insane. The bullet missed by half an inch, and I'm glad that he's okay. But that doesn't mean that there's anything nice I have left to say. Violence of any kind should never be the norm. Democracy's a fragile thing to practice and perform. He has my sympathy today, but tomorrow we get back to work. 'Cause Donald J. Trump's still the biggest bing bing in the world. He didn't take a bullet for you, at least not willingly. It represents nothing about his policies or his ability to lead. Nothing has changed, he's still deranged and just as power hungry. And he might use this as an excuse to burn down the entire country. Violence is a sickness, and he isn't the cure. He is just a symptom of all the violence we've incurred. I'm not saying for a second that he got what he deserved. I'm just saying that Donald J. Trump's still the biggest bongle in the world.
Bong, bong. bong, bing, bing, bing.
Okay, I'm going to slide in here and slide out Mr. Sam Chase, or the Sam Chase in the untraditional, in the background right now. And we do have two-thirds of Halibut Head with us in the studio with us today. But before we get into having our chat in the garden with these gentlemen, and I say that loosely, I would like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Yes, Dame, since you've been here last time, we're now a public affairs show, so it gives us a little bit more leeway.
Okay.
And some of our conversations.
Oh, cool.
All right. So we've gotten that out of the way, and now I would like to welcome you to the Earworm's Garden, where we dig into our independent music scene with visiting with the people who create and support it. I am your host, Muse, and today I am joined by two members of Halibut Head, Dame, who plays the guitar, writes, sings, and Chase, who is on the bass but did not bring the and backing vocals. Okay, thank you. Yeah, you could have just said
he brought his
yeah,
throat.
Okay, you guys brought all you need for today.
I hope
you
so.
You have your vocals.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're
good.
Doing good. We're doing all good.
All right. We massaged out the tonsils and the parking structure. We're all good.
Gargle with some whiskey or something. You know. In
how early is it?
Yeah, who was that that did that again?
Oh, God, probably every country singer ever.
Oh, yeah, country singers. But there was a rock and roll singer that had done that also. Had a song about stopping at a Nick's whiskey bar.
Nice.
Yes. And, you know, killers on the road, that kind of thing. The Doors.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I am here with Halibut Head. This is their second visit into the studio, first for Chase.
Happy to be here.
Good. Why don't you both just introduce yourselves and catch everybody up with the happenings of Halibut Head?
Well, I'm Dame. I play guitar and I sing in the band. The happenings are we're very busy kind of at the tail end of this year. I think we're going to talk about something coming up on Saturday.
Yep.
And then we've got a couple of shows in November, and then we head down to SoCal in December for a little.
Yeah, you're gonna hit Fullerton, San Diego, Ventura.
Yeah,
and come back up mid-December and do a thing at the Cafe Colonial.
That's right. And so we've got some dates coming up this year, and then kind of early next year is when we're back in the studio.
Oh, very cool.
And we'll have some new music out for 2025.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. And how's that working out? The music. I mean, are you doing most of the writing? Are you just getting high with your friends and writing songs?
So I'm actually totally sober right now. So that's
just for this moment, or
no,
or,
like
or
I've,
is this
yeah,
is a life decision?
I've
now?
been uh, I